Good morning. It is my great joy and pleasure to welcome you this morning to our annual youth-led service in celebration of our youth and their parents and the people who put up with them and raise them to be responsible adults. Particularly this morning, we want to say thank you to Scott and Leah for the work that they have done. These young people have prepared and are going to carry out the worship service for today. There's been some supervision, but the management does expressly note that we have not had any real strong input into this. Our young people are just incredibly talented. It's good to see so many of them here this morning. But again, welcome. They are going to lead this service from this point, and I know that it's going to be a blessing for all of us. And thank you, young people. Thank you, leaders. Thank you, parents and all, for the work that you've done with these young people.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said good morning. All right, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, y'all. We would welcome you to the First Presbyterian Church. We are truly grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. Please sign the attendance registers at the end of each pew and pass them down the road to the next person. We got a couple of birthdays. Lane Saunders, Pat McLaughlin. Let's sing happy birthday. Happy anniversary also to Mike and Kathy Maney and Tom and Gwen Morris. There will be a meeting on Wednesday at 4:30 for everyone helping to plan the summer musical. And also the Women's Bible Study Group will meet Wednesday at 6 p.m. And we have some special music.
Man, if we really
try to
try
trying to do
what the Lord has planned for us. Then we'd love each other more. We would find new happiness. Yes, I think so. Yes, I think so. I really do think so. Yes, I think so.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, I think so.
I really do think so.
Proclaim the risen Christ, whether we find him in worship, in the world, or along the road of life. You hear our cries and respond in your steadfast love.
Hallelujah, he is come.
We wait and watch for the promise of Christ. To open our eyes, we wait for the Holy Spirit to descend upon our hearts.
Hallelujah, he is come.
As we enter this time of holy reflection, renewal, and forgiveness, we seek the hope of the early church, the faith of the disciples, and the love of Jesus.
Hallelujah, he is come.
Let us pray. O living Christ, as the good news of Easter energized your first disciples to establish dynamic Christian communities, so energize us to dynamic life within our congregation. As your Spirit gave them courage to stand tall before the powers of this world, so empower us to proclaim your gospel and struggle for justice and peace. By your presence with us now, make us one in love and mission. Amen.
Please stand. Our opening hymn is in the green hymnal number 559, Here I Am, Lord.
I'm not afraid to die.
please stand for the confession of sins. Remember that our Lord Jesus can sympathize with us in our weaknesses, since in every respect he was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then, with boldness, approach the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Truthful God, patient teacher, inspiration of justice, we confess
who have loved the Lord feel the forgiveness of Christ as given us by God the Holy Spirit. Open your eyes and see the full fulfillment of God's promised salvation.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing hymn number 658 as a response to God.
You got green skin.
You got blue skin.
Yeah, well, you got a red nose.
You got an orange nose.
You ain't got no eyes.
All right, that's it. Pinhead, you're going down.
Whoa. Someone tell me what today is. You, tell me. Yeah, it's Mother's Day. I don't think we should be fighting on Mother's Day. They kind of get mad at that.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
It's a day to honor our mothers.
Let's hug, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Okay, Conehead, I think you got a prayer.
Yes, let's pray.
Everyone bow your head.
Dear God, thank you for giving us mothers.
Thank you for giving us mothers.
That love and care for us.
That love and care for us.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all be good now, you hear?
Love your mothers.
Let's do it.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear it with joy, what you say to us today. Amen.
Our first reading is from Psalms number 116, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 19. Listen for the word of the Lord. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish, then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty on me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Our next hymn is number 136, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We will sing verses 1 and 4.
Second reading is 1 Peter 1:17 through 23. Listen for the word of the Lord. If you invoke us, Father, as the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with the perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He has destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have a genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Okay, I have a book that I'm going to read you guys today. It's called Love You Forever. It's written by Robert Munsch. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator. And he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner, he never wanted to take a bath, and when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. And the boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends and he wore strange clothes and he listened to strange music. Sometimes his mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked over the side of his bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes, on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, you'd better come see me. I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish. She was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. So, this book, Love You Forever, obviously brings tears to my eyes every time I read it. Because this was my childhood story. At 18 months, my mom began reading this little blue book to me. And now here I am reading it to her. I'm 17 years old. Not old enough to have children, but mature enough to realize that the little boy in this book and I both grew up with loving mothers. Our mothers both put up with naughty kids. At Terrible Two, kids get into everything. At 9, we start to talk back and learn bad words. And during our teenage years, well, all of us up here are still trying to get through that one. And even now at 17, my mother still cries on my shoulder, wishing I was that little girl, but thanking God I'm not as bad as I could be. Love You Forever is a memory of my adventurous youth. In Psalm 116, it states that when one is in trouble, they can always call upon the Lord to be saved. But the Lord doesn't have a tangible band-aid that will magically fall from the sky when you have a scratch on your knee. The Lord did grace us each with a mother. She is our band-aid for everything. A broken heart, a scratched eye, or a broken arm. And something similar is even described in 1 Peter, when it says that no material objects can help make you happy, only the love of the Lord can. As can be said about a mother's love to her child. No matter how much you screw up or hurt her feelings, she has the unconditional love, like no other, to not kill you. I can remember the countless times I've messed up, and my mom has had that love to forgive me. This book, Love You Forever, perfectly depicts the truth of a mother's love. I read this book to you today to help us appreciate that all our mothers have done for us, all that they've put up with, and all that they've forgiven. In the end, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, and as long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be.
Please stand and say what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed, found on your page 14 in the blue hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
Let us pray. We ask your blessing on all those to whom you have entrusted motherhood. May your Holy Spirit constantly inspire and strengthen them. May they ever follow the example of Mary, Mother of our Lord, and imitate her fidelity, her humility, her self-giving love. Mary, all mothers receive your grace abundantly in this earthly life, and may they look forward to eternal joy in your presence in the life to come. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. We ask this through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. And now, let us continue in prayer as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Together we are a family of God. As such, we support one another with our gifts, monetary, spiritual, physical, and emotional. We must care for those in this church, in our homes, in our community, in our workplaces, and in our world. Consider the gifts you have been given custody of during this lifetime, and make a commitment to share those gifts with God's family. When you see the risen Lord, you can not want to share his love with all. Give as you are able, knowing each gift is worth in God's eyes.
Thank you.
grace, accept our offerings of love, and our commitment to work for your people. May our offering show our acceptance of your many gifts, and may they be offerings of hospitality to travelers along the way. Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 51, How Great Thou Art.